Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, a story coming out of the UN Security Council, China and Russia asking the UN to end sanctions against North Korea. We want to find out more about this, and we have on our WHBC Newsline right now Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Good morning, Simon.
Hey, Pam. Good morning.
All right. So what in the world is this about?
Well, the story of North Korean sanctions goes back a good 15 years now. After North Korea did its first nuclear bomb test explosion, the UN turned around and said it didn't like the sound of this, and so sanctions started to be imposed, and then these penalties gradually piled up and piled up and piled up to the point that there's a sanctions regime in place now that is, I think it's probably fair to say, unrivaled anywhere else in the world. And combined with that, we've had a number of reports in the past few months of serious humanitarian problems in North Korea, including a risk of starvation for chunks of the population, according to UN officials. And so if you put all that together, you have a couple of North Korean allies of a kind in China and Russia who are on the UN Security Council, powerful members alongside the US, who say that it's time that there was some relief for North Korea, that this is not about offering relief to Kim Jong-un or his cronies or the regime leading the country or the nuclear program, but it's about finding a way to make life a little bit easier for North Korean citizens. So what the Chinese and the Russians are proposing is lifting various bans, including a ban on the exports of seafood and textiles.
Now, this kind of expands. There was a similar resolution like in 2019 that really didn't have any legs. Do you think this one will have any legs?
Exactly. This is very similar. If anything, the Chinese and Russians have broadened it. It didn't get anywhere a couple of years ago, and it looks like it's not going to get anywhere on this occasion, because this is coming, yes, amid these reports of grave descriptions of humanitarian problems in North Korea, but it's also coming amid a flurry of North Korean weapons tests, including some seemingly fairly advanced weapons, including a missile that can be launched from a submarine that they fired off a few weeks ago. All of this done very publicly, North Korea knowing that it's antagonizing the international community by doing so. So the line from the U.S. mission to the U.N., they are saying that they won't discuss these sort of private conversations in public. This is for the Security Council members to work through. But the general sort of temperature from the Americans is that this is a time to be tightening sanctions rather than lifting them.
Yeah. Do you think that they're going to, you know, expound more on the humanitarian issue? Because that would be something that eventually could get something done, right?
I mean, maybe, because, you know, when you hear about a risk of starvation, I mean, clearly this is really serious. And North Korea, it's now nearly 2 years since it simply sealed up its borders to keep COVID out. And one of the costs of that, you know, the North Koreans are claiming, well, they claim they haven't had a single case, but that's dealt with very skeptically by a lot of people around the world. But part of the fact of just sealing everything up is that it has really hit people's economies, particularly those who rely on imports and exports. And so whether we get to learn more, I don't know. I mean, Kim Jong-un's talked about a grave situation. He has acknowledged that there's a risk of food shortages. But at the same time, you know, it's still very hard to get concrete information out of North Korea.
Yeah, obviously. So something we'll have to keep an eye on, Simon. Appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thanks, Pam.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.